First to the small coastal town of Tathra in New South Wales, where some residents have been allowed to see their devastated homes for the first time since Sunday's inferno. As the tight-knit community comes to terms with what's happened, questions are being asked about why residents were given so little warning. And the Rural Fire Service is also being asked to explain why it declined initial offers of help from the state's Fire and Rescue Department on the day. Thomas Ariti reports.
Tathra resident Liz Seckold is one of the lucky ones.
It is still standing.
But 69 homes aren't. And in such a small town, everyone's feeling the impact.
We all know one another and we've known each other. Well, my husband and I have known most of these people for more than 30 years. So, yes, very devastating.
Regardless of their fortunes, it's still an emotional time, even for people like Les Maley, who also has a house to return to.
Really, really terrific. When you get to my age, you don't expect things like this, but it's just great to see the community come together. It's, I suppose, on the side of every negative there's a positive, and it's positive to see this community really pull together.
That support is crucial. Just looking at the footage on social media, it's clear that this bushfire spread quickly, ferociously, and, according to Liz Seckold, with little warning.
We thought the sky was getting rather dark, went out on the veranda to look behind us where the smoke seemed to be coming from, and then, pretty well straight away, saw flames, which would have been about two or three streets away from us, behind the Tathra school. So that was the only way we knew that the fire was actually right upon us.
She said there was no communication at all for several hours, leaving neighbours to pass on any news they'd heard, while police and fire crews drove from home to home. But perhaps that came as no surprise to people in Tathra, because it's a well-known mobile phone black spot. And for Liz Seckold, who's also the deputy mayor of the Bega Valley Shire, that's not good enough for a town surrounded by bush with only a small number of ways to get out.
As a Tathra resident, and many more of us, have been pushing this for quite a long time.
Rob White has told The World Today he shares those concerns. He owns Beach House Apartments in Tathra and decided to stay. The apartments are still standing.
Parts of Tathra, including our property, do have very poor mobile coverage. Limited Telstra, no Optus and no Vodafone. I didn't receive any warnings to evacuate, but others may have. I don't know.
The issue of mobile phone black spots doesn't come as a surprise to the local state MP either. The member for Bega, Andrew Constance, told RN Breakfast communications would need to be looked at.
Tathra has always been patchy in terms of its phone reception. Maybe a raft of reasons for that. Topography, all these types of things. We also had a situation where RFS had to give different messages to different parts of the community in Tathra.
But the mayor of the Bega Valley Shire, Christy McBain, wants to focus on the positives.
We did have police and emergency services driving street to street in Tathra. You know, it was an old-fashioned alert system, but it worked. We have no major injuries and no deaths at this stage, so that's what we truly have to be thankful for.
It's not the only question being asked about the emergency response. The Rural Fire Service is today defending why it declined initial offers of help from Fire and Rescue New South Wales. The department had a pumper available in nearby Bega, but the RFS decided not to use it, 3 hours before the blaze put Tathra under direct threat. RFS Deputy Commissioner Rob Rogers says the equipment wouldn't have been suitable in the rugged terrain where the fire was burning at the time.
It doesn't have the safety sprays or anything like that to operate in that environment. It would have been dangerous to have that there. Also, there was around 8 fires burning in that area at that time. We can't send every fire truck from the area to one fire.
A spokesman for the Emergency Services Minister, Troy Grant, has told The World Today there'll be a thorough investigation and a review of the circumstances surrounding the fire. It'll consider the causes and the response of all agencies involved.
Thomas Ariti reporting.